Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
This is Business Rockstar.
I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap, Inspire, Inform, and Connecting a Community of Entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. Owner of the Dallas Mavericks and star of the hit show Shark Tank, Mark Cuban has over 5 million followers on Twitter, and here he shares his biggest mistakes you're making on social media.
The biggest mistake that people make in social media is that they let their posts live forever. I think we are about to go through a huge transformation in digital media for the simple reason that people are starting to recognize that our privacy is disintegrating in a lot of respects. And I don't think that's necessarily horrible, but we've gone from a scenario where we were a little bit concerned about cookies and how different online sites would track us to not really realizing in social media that every person you follow on Twitter, Pinterest, Tumblr, Facebook, whatever it may be, every person you retweet, repin, repost, renote, regram on social media.
Great points by Mark Cuban. Now we're going to get some quick tips on how to protect yourself by what you post on social media here with business rock star insider Julian Mitchell. Good to have you here, brother.
Good to be here.
You know, you're somebody who created the social media strategy behind Revolt TV.
Yes.
And you're also often reached out to and hired by some of the biggest companies in the world to help them with their social media strategy. So what are some of the do's and don'ts and tips you have for people to protect themselves on social media?
Right. I think a couple of things when you think about it. Number one is you have to know what social media is for, right? And knowing that there's a difference between marketing and promoting. And when you're marketing a brand on social media, in terms of like really getting your brand out there, getting your message out there, the things that are most important, like authenticity and intention, are the things that you can't measure, right? So where that gets tricky is that, you know, you put messages out and you think people understand where it comes from or what it's for, but a lot of times they may not, but they're tracking your data in real time. So the things that they can track, like engagements, how people respond, what people's comments are, those are things that people are constantly keeping an eye on. So I think, you know, to Mark Cuban's point, I think you do need to go back. You need to be very intentional. You should always audit your platforms. You should always see what content still makes sense, what doesn't. When we're in a curation generation where, you know, it's all about things being cohesive, things, you know, being very authentic to your brand and staying true to that. So I think you always have to go back and make sure that you're doing that, that you're putting out messages that you feel very confident about and that you don't mind spread across the internet and that people, you know, take a hold to.
Some quick tips to build your personal brand and build your business.
Man, building your personal brand, I think it starts with knowing what your mission is. That goes with individual brands and big corporations. I think number one is being clear about that. Who do you speak for? Who do you speak to and why, like what the big why is. I think that's the first thing. Then it goes vision, value, and voice is really big for me. I think you need a vision. You need to say, where do you want to take people? If you're connecting with a culture, what do you want them to be engaged in? What do you want them to pay attention to? I think that's an individual brand. Two, you have to know where you want to take people with your movement. I think the value aspect is, what value are you adding to the marketplace? What value are you adding to the culture? What value are you adding to the people that you encounter? And I think knowing those three things, vision, value, and voice, are the keys to building a personal brand and a corporation When it comes to attracting an audience and really getting a message out that impacts them.
Nowadays, when it's so easy to put on a front on social media and pretend like you're something that you're not,
right.
How important is authenticity?
Authenticity is everything. I mean, we're in a time where you can't fake authenticity. You know, either you're genuine or you're not. The people are. So if the people don't trust you and they see through you in this era of transparency, you don't have a brand, you don't connect with anybody, and your message doesn't resonate. And now we're at a time, too, where cultural currency is becoming more valuable than physical dollars, which is why corporations are spending a lot of real money to get the cultural capital. So because of that, and knowing that people control the culture, you have to be real to the people and stay true to yourself. And the last thing I would say to that is we're in a time where brands are humanized, too. Like, social media has humanized big corporations. So you have to look at it like you're a person, too, as a brand. So if people are communicating with you, having conversations with you, what kind of interaction is that going to be? When I'm talking to you, you know if it's genuine, you know if it comes from a real place. It's the same thing between brands and the people they connect with.
We're here with Julian Mitchell on Business Rockstars Insiders. I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap. Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. So having grown some of the biggest companies in the world with social media strategy and being one of the most sought after experts, what are some of the tips that you learned on your journey that ultimately got you to being one of the top guys in the industry?
Yeah, I think one, you go back to authenticity. I think it's, you know, getting down to the basics. It's not about the catchiest taglines or, you know, really coming up with things that just seem clever and funny and over the top. It's just really about telling impactful stories and, you know, really getting to the core of what a brand is about and why people should care about it and why it matters. I've learned that's more important than any kind of clever marketing campaign or all the money you could throw into it. Impact comes from authenticity and being genuine. I've learned that. I've also learned that you have to live the culture you want to connect with. A lot of brands want to connect with culture or specific subcultures or groups or segments of people. But they don't know the lifestyle, they don't know the attitude, they don't know the ethos. So basically they throw shots in the dark of what they think they like and they fall short every time. So I think I've learned that you have to immerse yourself in the culture that you want to connect with and really understand the inner workings of how that connects. Then I've learned too that you can't get too ahead of yourself as a marketer, right? You can't be the ultimate strategist and try to get so many steps ahead. A lot of it is listening to your audience, seeing what the natural evolutions and trends are, and then building from there. Like, a lot of things create themselves. I think, you know, I always say the best brands in the world aren't companies, they're the foundation great companies are born from.
I like that.
So you have something that is genuine and authentic, and out of that comes products, businesses, experiences that people already connect with. So I think a lot of it too, I've learned, is you can't get too far ahead. You have to get a passion for watching things naturally grow and develop and then seeing where you want to take it.
So for people watching right now, entrepreneurs, business owners,
right,
people who maybe aren't on social media yet or don't think social media is that important, what would you say?
I mean, it's one of the things I hear people say all the time too. They talk about Twitter, for example. People say, Twitter is so dead. But if anything happens in the world, it's on Twitter first. You can go in your timeline, you can see it, right? And you can see real conversations about it. I think that's a great microcosm for does social media matter or not, right? It matters if you know how to use it. It matters if you know what you have to say. It matters if you know how you want to say it and who you want to connect with. Like, every social media platform is just that. It's a platform for you to translate a perspective, an idea, a message to a specific group of people. If you understand that and know how they work, you could be the most powerful, impactful person on the planet from your mobile phone.
Yeah.
But if you don't, and you look at it as, oh, that's a way to promote something, or that's just something young people do, because there's a whole audience of people who casually use it, then it's something that you may not, you know, have a care for. But if you know how to use it, it can be the most powerful tool in the world to spark change, to create movements, to build brands. It can be the most powerful thing ever. So I think it's really asking yourself, do you have something to say? Do you have value to offer? And then in what way are you going to translate that to a group of people?
Thanks, Julian.
Appreciate
Those are some
it.
Awesome tips on social media strategy.
No,
I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap. Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. Next on Business Rockstars.
So the four dimensions are your values. You got to get clear on what your values are, what you value most, you know, what you spend most of your time thinking about, you love talking to other people about, that you spend most of your money on, that you would read a book about, what you could even write a book about. They're like your top values, right? And really find your top three values and live by them, right?
Okay, so number one is values.
Values, then you got beliefs, right? Believing that it's actually possible. It's the mindset part of it all. Mm. And you want to tie those two together. So your values and your beliefs just drive every decision that you make.
Okay.
And then next is habits, right? The little energy bolts of action, the consistency that you take every day, and the persistency to get closer to your goals and dreams. And last but not least is your skills. And so your skills really are, you know, are you able to do this? I like to say your beliefs, habits, and skills, ready, willing, and able. Beliefs, habits, skills, right? Just think about that, because really if you can focus on those areas, this is where you become an unstoppable human being. These people that I interview, I've discovered, they're not all saying the same thing, but I always listen for the underlying thing that they're saying. And really what it is that they believe in themselves, they've put the habits in place, they do the unsexy, uncool things, with just the actions over and over again, which people just don't like, but really that's what gets you to where you need to be. And they've acquired the skills. If they don't have the skills themselves or haven't learned it themselves, they'll hire a team of people that have those skills to build the business to the level that they want to achieve that business success at.
NASDAQ Private Market has a set of tools and solutions that really help private companies manage their equity from startup all the way through to an IPO.
Well, there's a lot of companies who say, I want to be private longer. I want to fully develop my business model.
So for success for me at MPM is that an entrepreneur will say, I finally have a choice and I can determine the timing instead of having external forces determine it for me.
We try to bring the benefits of the public markets to private companies. So companies go public for three main reasons: access to capital, access to liquidity, and increasing their brand and visibility amongst both investors as well as customers.
Tango's structured liquidity program is probably one of the most important initiatives that we currently have. The feedback from the employees was phenomenal. On the process side, they really helped us. And we want to do it again and again and again with NASDAQ, because that much of a success.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570,
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is Business Rockstar.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap, here with my good friend, Joel Brown from Australia, the founder of AddictedToSuccess.com, the number one motivation website in the world. It's good to have you, brother.
Thanks for having me, mate.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it.
So I know you personally as a friend, but share your awesome story about how you got to creating the number one motivation website in the world with over 100 million views to date.
Wow. Dude, you know, when you say that, when you say close to 100 million views, I mean, for me, that just blows my mind. It still blows
my mind.
Right? Because I was a little over 5 years ago now. I was feeling down and out. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I was working in a sales company. I was really good at it. I got promoted a bunch of times. And I actually was asked to go and do a training session with Jordan Belfort, who is the Wolf of Wall Street. Not Leonardo DiCaprio, right? The original Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
And so I remember being in a room with him and him standing in front of me going, you know, what are you good at? What are your strengths? What solution are you bringing to the world? What is your 10-year vision for success? What are your goals? Like, he was just challenging me on the spot. And so for me, it was like I had no idea because I never got clear myself on what it is that I needed to do to move in a better direction. I was just moving in a direction. I didn't know what level I wanted to play at, and I was very vague with my life. And so this allowed me to create a clarity game plan to really cast a 10-year vision for success. And what I discovered was, as I was writing out on those pages, you know, what I was excited about for the future and what possibilities there could be with just like no limit way of thinking, I was getting more and more excited. And I wrote like 6 pages long, and he got me to stand up in front of everybody and share, you know, what my 10-year vision is. And yeah, I just remember that day in that room, I just had this like, not just a mental shift, but an emotional shift. And I was like, this is it. Like, I've really pinpointed the thing that I'm good at, computers and marketing. I was pretty good at it because I used to work in the music industry, and I used to, you know, get a lot of exposure, and I was very resourceful, and I organized a lot of deals that took place. So successful in that. What I loved was reading, you know, your Tony Robbins books and Brian Tracy books and Jack Canfield and so on. So self-development was my thing. And the solution was I love sharing my advice with others, sharing the knowledge. And, you know, I found in that intersect between those three things was really my purpose. And I started living in my purpose. And, you know, there's something amazing about living in your purpose. There's just so much energy around it. And it also inspires others in the process to want to help you, to want to work with you, and to want to share your message with the world. And that's why, you know, we've reached close to 100 million views. It's just, that's it, man. That's the formula.
It's an incredible number. Yeah. I think when a lot of people look at Joel Brown today, they see a good-looking, successful guy who makes it look easy. You know what I'm saying? You make it look easy, but knowing you personally, I know your past.
Dude,
I know it wasn't always that way. So share a little bit about some of the things that, going back maybe to high school, because I know that was an interesting time for you, high school and college.
All the amazing things in my life that have come about, opportunities and amazing people that have come about, is because I've stepped outside into the growth zone and pushed myself each and every day. I put myself on the line. And so that's really an important thing to remember.
when you're chasing your dreams and your vision is you got to get uncomfortable.
Like me, you weren't always confident and well-spoken. Uh-huh. So go back to that place, because I know for in high school and college for myself, I'm not the person who I am today. And I know that you weren't either. So go back to high school or college around that age where maybe you weren't as confident as you are now or well-spoken or successful. What was the thing that sparked a change in you that led you on the path to where you are now?
Yeah. You know, back in high school, I was beat up pretty bad. You know, I was bullied throughout high school. I actually was a great student up until maybe year 9, year 10, and then the bullying started. And so I hated injustice. I learned kickboxing and capoeira as well, the Brazilian martial arts. So I was like really confident in myself on like protecting and defending myself. And I started sticking up for people that were getting bullied. And it turned around on me, and all of a sudden I was a challenge for these bullies at school. And so I got jumped, I got my face punched in, and teeth broken, and my white school shirt was covered in blood. And I hated the world. You know, I was at a point where I was embarrassed of being beat up in front of everybody. And I went back to school. I ended up leaving, you know, because it just continued. And that was the decision there where, am I going to continue to go down the path of this is like, you know, unfair and like, why me? Or do I discover like, what is something that really lights me up? And I chose the better path. I chose music. And I went all in. I was a DJ and a radio host for one of the top hip-hop and R&B stations in Western Australia at the time. I leveraged off that. I started interviewing some of the most successful recording artists. And then we scored a deal, which was like under a subsidiary of Atlantic Records. And I moved out to Miami and lived there. Bottom line, I wasn't happy after a while in the music industry. It just wasn't for me. There were these little, what I call, whispers of wisdom that were coming up. It was these little signs. And I just kept remembering. My mom gave me Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that book from Robert Kiyosaki when I was 13 years old. And a lot of it went over my head, you know, at a young age. But there was this one paragraph that that really resonated with me and helped me to understand what it means to be an entrepreneur. And so that paragraph said, you don't have to work for money. You can make money work for you. And so for me, it's this like nagging thing, this nagging feeling for like years that was in me, and it was just like it wouldn't give up. Like your purpose, your gifts, they get frustrated when you're not letting them out.
I want to be out there. I want to talk on that in a second. We're here with Joel Brown. I'm Mark Lack from CEO of Shorten the Gap. Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars, here with Joel Brown from Addicted to Success. So share with me a little bit about what you were just talking about there, about passion and inspiration and how that plays a role in your success now, because from the past, it's not always something that you had. So today, what really inspires you and keeps you passionate about having a website that's already got 100 million views?
Such a great question. You know, in the beginning, it was to make money. Right, and for a lot of people, they feel guilty of that. It's like the elephant in the room. It's like, come on, let's get real. Why do you really want to start this business? Do you want to make a ton of money, and then you want to then use that money to travel or to leave your day job, whatever it is? Like, don't feel guilty about that, because it's going to evolve. You're going to grow with it. And so for me, it was making money. When I made enough money to go in and tell my pain in the ass boss it's costing me too much to be here, and basically fired my boss and left. That I remember that feeling that day, like it was like it's so classic.
Like, yeah, what did it feel like?
Oh my God, man. It was like moving into the light. It was like moving into a new direction that was like stepping into your vision and knowing that there were no bars held. It was just, that's it. I can deep dive into my vision now because I have more time for it. And so it's important to hold that thought and remember that, because some people, what they do is they get so used to their lifestyle as an entrepreneur and they start becoming complacent, right? And so for me, it's like, I always go back to that feeling of like, I remember how I felt that day. I'm going to deep dive into my vision every day. I'm going to swim in it as often as possible, because that's what kept me alive. That's what helped me to become successful in what I do. So it was money. Then it was about freedom. And then I realized when I had freedom, I had more time to create. I was able to expand and really amplify the message that I had for the world. And now what I've shifted into as I've evolved as a person, as my business has evolved, it's about contribution. And so what I used to go for with freedom was happiness. I want to be happy, 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 happy. But what's more important than happiness is what I like to call holiness. I read it in a book somewhere. It vibes so well with me. That it's like holiness. Go for that. Holiness is coming from a place of service. And I used to hear all the time, the more people you help, the more you get back yourself and so on, right? It was like, yeah, I get it. But now I really get it.
Wow, that's a great takeaway. And we're here with Joel Brown from Addicted to Success. I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap. We'll be right back. Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars.
heading to Vegas or planning a trip soon, do something special. Now with Dream Cars Las Vegas, live like a rock star and cruise the strip in style. Dream Cars Las Vegas is number one for exotic and luxury car rentals. Drive an awesome quality exotic like a Rolls-Royce Ghost Bentley convertible, the James Bond Aston Martin Virage, Ferrari California, a McLaren, and more. Exotic luxury has never been so affordable. No one can touch our low rental prices and the best customer service in town. We offer complimentary shuttle, delivery and pickup, and no security deposit charges. Live your dream with Dream Cars Las Vegas. And mention Business Rockstars Radio for a special discount. Call today, 877-759-3732. That's 877-759-3732. Or visit DreamCarsLasVegas.com. 877-759-3732.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Insurance.
This is Business Rockstar.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap, here with my good friend Joel Brown, CEO of AddictedToSuccess.com, the number one motivation website in the world with over 100 million views. We're going to go into the 60-second CEO here just to get to learn a little bit more about you in a unique way. So when I ask you the question, just fire off the first thing that comes to mind. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Let's go. Who is your favorite entrepreneur?
Elon Musk.
What is your favorite book?
Ooh, Crush It by Gary Vaynerchuk.
If you had one superpower, what would it be?
Ooh, X-ray vision.
So who's your favorite superhero?
Ooh, Superman.
We get that all the time. If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
A lion.
A lion. What do you like to do to unplug?
I hit the gym. Fitness, working out. That's okay. What I do to unplug.
What keeps you up at night?
My vision.
If you could go anywhere in the world, where would it be?
The Swiss Alps.
Last thing you do before bed?
Meditate.
What is your biggest pet peeve?
Biggest pet peeve would have to be when I have to repeat myself over and over again.
All right, well, here's our last question. Describe yourself in one word.
Courageous.
Courageous.
Uh-huh.
Awesome, brother. Well, I know that that's actually true. Courageous is definitely a word to describe you. So, you know, one of the things that I know and I love about you is you're so passionate about talking about why vision boards suck. And it's one of your most viewed pieces of content.
Yeah.
So why don't you share with us, A, what is a vision board? And B, why do vision boards suck?
Yeah, you know, vision boards are really, like a map for you. And they're great. They're great. They're just not amazing. And what I mean by this is that, yes, you've got your vision board here, which is a whiteboard or wherever it is, a corkboard, and you cut out pictures from the internet or from a magazine and you pin it on that board.
Things you want to have, the way I
Things
want my body
to
look,
yeah.
The car I want to have, right?
It's there for you to really like see a visual of it. And so my beef with vision boards is, look, they're great and it's good as a starting point, but I know a lot of people that they create these vision boards and then they hang it up on the wall and they walk past it, you know, week by week. That's it. They forget about the vision board.
They think it's magically going to appear, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. It kind of makes them feel like they've already achieved it because they see it. What is more powerful than a vision board is moving away from that crutch of relying on the vision board and actually practicing the art of visualization. And so when you practice the art of visualization, you actually start to build this self-reliance and this belief within yourself, which you can carry everywhere with you. You don't have to cart a vision board like this around everywhere you go. It's here in your head. You've practiced it, rehearsed it over and over again. And what happens is when you practice it over and over again, it's crazy how the brain works. It actually starts to reconfigure itself to serve you in that way, to make your reality align with the visions that you've been thinking of, right?
So how can somebody take what you're talking about and implement this in their life?
Great question. Start with a vision board. Get a good idea of the visuals. If you're not a very visual person, some people just aren't.
Okay.
But practice this. Practice really visualizing what it is that you want to achieve. Don't fill it with 20. Some people just fill the vision boards like 50 different things. Focus on a few for now.
They see it as like an art project.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It looks cool, but you know, it's going to be hard to achieve if you just flood it. So really, it's just practicing visualizing it. And I like to sit and really close my eyes. It sounds super cheesy, super corny, but sitting and closing your eyes and really feeling it in your body, when you make that emotional connection with it,
that's huge.
It fires you up. It's like jumping on an airplane, right? People get nervous before they get on the airplane because they're visualizing over and over again them being on the plane. The plane might go
crashing,
down, whatever it is, right? You know, some people are super sensitive to flying, and so that's how powerful the brain is that you can actually trick your body and yourself to thinking that this is reality when in fact it's not. You know, it's you're just thinking about it.
Yeah.
So how about you start thinking of thoughts that are going to empower you to achieve your vision? Right? No picture on the internet or no magazine clipping is going to be as powerful as the thoughts that are in your mind.
Yeah.
You look at somebody like Walt Disney, he imagined Disney World before it even came. And he was rejected hundreds of times, you know, by the banks.
I want to know some of the tips that you have for becoming an influential leader. I mean, you're obviously somebody who's, you know, an influential leader. You've got over 100 million views. You've got so many people following you. Millions of people see your content on a monthly basis with Addicted to Success. What are some of your tips to becoming a better influential leader?
You have to go first. You know, if you want to, the highest level of inspiration is to stand up and take the action so that others can see that, whoa, this is possible. It's immersing yourself in the possibility of something happening. Getting good at going first, being the person that immerses yourself in that. And then what I would like to focus on as well, if you don't mind, is really four dimensions of success, which
Laying
I touch
down.
On quite a lot with my, you know, my mastermind groups and those that I coach, is really, I've interviewed hundreds of successful people. What I've discovered
You've
is
interviewed, by the way, just for people listening, I know, because I want them to know, you haven't just interviewed people, you've interviewed the best. Tony Robbins, Deepak Chopra, and so many people that fall under that category.
Yeah.
So go on from there, because you really are incredible,
brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
So lay it down. What are these four dimensions that people can learn from?
Yeah, so the four dimensions are your values. You've got to get clear on what your values are, what you value most, you know, what you spend most of your time thinking about, you love talking to other people about, that you spend most of your money on, that you would read a book about, what you could even write a book about. They're like your top values, right? And really find your top three values and live by them, right?
Okay, so number one is values.
Values. Then you got beliefs. right? Believing that it's actually possible. It's the mindset part of it all. Mm. And you want to tie those two together. So your values and your beliefs just drive every decision that you make.
Okay.
And then next is habits, right? The little energy bolts of action, the consistency that you take every day, and the persistency to get closer to your goals and dreams. And last but not least is your skills. And so your skills really are, you know, are you able to do this? I like to say your beliefs, habits, and skills, ready, willing, and able. Beliefs, habits, skills, right? Just think about that, because really if you can focus on those areas, this is where you become an unstoppable human being. These people that I interview, I've discovered, they're not all saying the same thing, but I always listen for the underlying thing that they're saying. And really what it is that they believe in themselves, they've put the habits in place, they do the unsexy, uncool things, which is the actions over and over again, which people just don't like, but really that's what gets you to where you need to be. And they've acquired the skills. If they don't have the skills themselves or haven't learned it themselves, they'll hire a team of people that have those skills to build the business to the level that they want to achieve that business success at.
We're here with Joel Brown from AddictedToSuccess.com. I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap, inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. Why don't you go over a little recap for us of what are those four Ds, just to recap and simplify?
Yeah, four dimensions are values, beliefs, habits, and skills.
How have those things impacted your success?
Oh, dramatically. Dramatically. Once I discovered it and started, because there's nothing that I teach that I haven't already put into practice myself first.
I think that's so important too.
So important.
Yeah.
So incredibly
important.
You're
not just talking about
it. Textbook stuff.
You've benefited from it, and then you're sharing what actually works from experience.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Look, I always check back in. Am I really applying the values, beliefs, habits, and skills? Whenever I feel like I'm hitting a bit of a challenge or a hurdle, I always check back in. Here's the thing too about learning all this new knowledge. There's three levels of learning. So it's like learning itself, which is reading and acquiring knowledge, okay? The second level is understanding. Understanding is when you can teach others about the knowledge that you have. And the third level is wisdom. Wisdom is knowledge applied. And that is the ultimate level of learning and understanding.
What's some of the best wisdom that you've learned from other incredible mentors that I know you've, you know, been around?
What I do is I either draw off that and go, okay, yes, I've learned a lesson here, the penny drops. Or I go, okay, I haven't learned that lesson yet. Now I'm going to be conscious of going out and tying that to something in my everyday life so I can learn from it, so I can grow even more. It's being committed to growth, man. It's being addicted to success.
That's right. One of the things that stood out to me that you just said was meditation. And I think maybe some of the entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs tuning in right now maybe have a negative association to the word or the act of meditation. Could you explain what is meditation for you and how has it benefited you? And ultimately, how can it benefit somebody who's maybe not meditating? Because I myself didn't always meditate, and I do. So going back to you, how important is meditation, and how can somebody benefit from that?
Yeah. First, I'd say don't knock something that you haven't tried. Second, I'd say most people give up on meditation because the start is always tough to get into.
With anything, right?
With anything, right? But meditation gets better and better the more you do it. And so meditation, this is like, you could Google it. There's so many benefits for meditation. I just found that, you know, after interviewing hundreds of these successful people, I discovered patterns, and I found that meditation just kept popping up. It was insane. Even some people that I never thought would meditate, they meditate. Or they do some form of it. It could be prayer. It could be sitting and doing like a visualization exercise, or just sitting and focusing on the breath. It could be like transcendental meditation with a mantra. Whatever it is, they find a way to close off the senses and really unplug and let their mind recalibrate. And so when you shift into more of a conscious state, that's when you can really check in on yourself and realize, like, wow, this is what I'm doing. You can ask yourself important questions in those moments, which could change your life forever. A lot of people act unconsciously and like robots, just walking around like this, like through life, and wondering why things are happening to them.
Because and hoping their vision board will come to reality.
Exactly. You got it.
Yeah. I think something that was inspiring to me was finding out that, you know, incredible mentors and influential leaders like Oprah and Steve Jobs and so many Fortune 500 CEOs and all these incredible entrepreneurs, Tony Robbins, all of these people that I know, maybe I'm speaking for myself, but that I look up to as role models and mentors, they all meditate.
Yes.
And so it's something that I began to model or copy because I see other people benefiting from it. And so what is one simple thing that somebody can do to meditate? And maybe that's not the right word, but right, what's something simple, like you said, breathing? What's a simple act somebody can do to control how they feel throughout the day?
Yeah, always go back to the breath. Focus on the breath. As adults, if you're an adult, I think children, babies wouldn't be watching this right now, but think about it. When a baby's brought into this world, it's like a perfect breather. just breathes perfectly, right? And so for us, as we go through life and we have these limiting beliefs and we have these stresses and might have health problems and so on, we start to lose our breath. And we don't focus on it. We're shallow breathers and we're anxious breathers and our shoulders are uptight. And so it's really important to have that time to really wind down, to reconnect with yourself and focus on your breath. And when you focus on your breath, when you can slow your breath down, you slow your heart rate down and your mind slows down too, and it gives itself a chance to really recalibrate and for the stuff to float to the surface.
Breathing is really important, but you're so full of wisdom and knowledge and experience because you're in the space of personal development. I want to know, if you've got 30 seconds left to live, what is your 30-second speech that you want to leave people with?
Oh,
entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs.
This is a question I ask every
guest. I know it
is. Guest.
That's why I'm copying your question because it's so powerful.
Love it. Be courageous. Know that you already have it in you to bring forth the gifts and the purpose that you're here and designed to bring to the world. Know that no matter what you do, no matter what space you play in, everything is perfect. But you have to believe first that you're worthy of great things in this world and that you're worthy to play your part in this world, because everyone here is put on this earth for a reason. Believe in what it is that you have within you and bring it forth with no bars held. And be unapologetic and courageous in all your attempts in life.
Woo! Thank you, brother. It's been absolutely incredible. We're here with Joel Brown from AddictedToSuccess.com. I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap, inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
Don't overstay your welcome. This is Oren Claff with Pitch Anything, showing you how to close like the pros. When it's time to give your conclusion of your presentation, you have to provide a clear signal that you're wrapping up and the buyer isn't caught by surprise. Some people will say, hey, well, in conclusion, but you can do much better than that. For example, you could say, many companies sell products like ours. Most of them are average, some of them are downright terrible, and there's a few good ones. As you've seen here today, ours is the best in the market at spinning, whizzing, and zipping, whatever. And I leave you with this. These are the most important features that you need. This is why I'm busy, we're busy as a company, and I'm in high demand. And before I'm out of time here, we should figure out if you and I should continue the conversation we started here. This lets the buyer know that they have to earn the right to do business with you. It's not an automatic given. Remember, don't overstay your welcome. This is Everything Entrepreneur. I'm Oren Claff with Pitch Anything.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
This is Business Rockstar.
I'm Laurel Mintz, Senior Business Rockstars Correspondent and CEO of Elevate My Brand. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs worldwide daily on radio, TV, and online. I'm here with Christina Sindrich. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're an award-winning host, writer, producer. Amazing. I'm sure our audience has so much to learn from you. But what I'm really interested in is the social media following that you've built. How has that happened? And give us some tips on how to do that ourselves.
It's been amazing. It kind of just happened over time, I think, because I travel so much with my TV shows. People are just naturally attracted to beautiful locations and travel.
And beautiful people, let's be honest.
Thank you. But on Instagram especially, just to have that visual, it's a vicarious escape for people to see that and, you know, envision themselves being there. So, and now they made the videos 1 minute long, so I'm able to put little pieces of my shows on there as well.
How important is the filter in your visual representation of the brand? Really?
Talk us
through it.
My whole life has been in photographs or on video. So if someone were to put up a photo that had red eye, and that's like...
So off-brand.
God,
yeah, terrible.
So I have my little tweaks that I do, and not too much, but...
Some tips that... Do you have a specific filter that you use, or
Snapseed.
Is there an app that you love?
Yeah, Snapseed is an app.
Interesting.
And it's great, but I have a lot of experience with the color correction and... So it's everyone always sends me their photos, and then I do it.
And you fix them and send them back. So I guess everyone can call you who's listening and
yes.
ask for some help. So, you know, you've been in this lifestyle world for so long, but it sounds like it's been quite a journey for you. And actually, from what I read, you really believe that it's not about the end game, right? It's more about the journey. Talk to us a little bit about what your journey's been like.
My journey has been very unpredictable. It's required a lot of courage. And I think I've just made really bold moves along the way. I started this when I was 2 years old.
So courage and boldness are two tips you would give to any entrepreneur that's kind of starting out in the world.
Yes.
What was the leap of faith that you had to take to kind of start going down this path?
I made a huge sacrifice. 2009, I moved to North Carolina. And I moved to the mountains for a job as a news anchor. I didn't even want to be a news anchor. But at the time, I just knew I needed a change. And I knew I needed to pay my dues. Mm. And really just to learn every aspect of the business. Mm-hmm. So that was a huge leap of faith for me to do that. And I was there for 8 months. And I think, you know, with any sacrifice, you have to give up something.
So you have to sacrifice to be a good entrepreneur. But it also sounds like it's really about learning. You have to put in the effort and really understand each aspect of the business, especially when you're in media. So many people today feel like they can just be a flash in the pan and get famous quickly, but it sounds like you don't believe in that methodology. What would you say are the biggest learnings that you've had as you've kind of created this amazing media empire that you have?
You know, when you get something that you want, then you automatically want something else.
Mm. And moving the goalpost, right?
Yes, I mean, that's a constant. So that's success is how you handle it along the way. And I think, you know, to wake up in the morning and be consistent with your positive choices and to be around like-minded people. And on social media, it's great because you can really network. So I take advantage of that.
How so?
I will contact people on LinkedIn, on Facebook. I follow people that I look up to. So I follow them on Twitter. I'm not afraid to kind of put myself out there in that aspect of it, just to find mentors and future coworkers, and hopefully then something kind of sticks. And
how important are mentors? Did you create a group of people that kind of helped pick you up to where you are today?
I didn't really have that growing up, and I haven't had it along the way. And I really actually now, after being on Business Rockstars, I have met the most incredible group of people, and they have helped me out so much just within the past couple months.
That's amazing. We'll take a little credit for that one.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Laurel Mintz, connecting a community of entrepreneurs worldwide on radio, TV, and online. This is Business Rockstars. Christina, thank you so much for being here. Let's talk action. People want to be in the media all day long. What are some things that they can do to get their brand out there? Let's say you're a new lifestyle brand. I'm sure you get hit up all the time. You're a brand ambassador. You do a lot of work in that space. Well, let's talk about what's the best approach to talk to an influencer like you to have you really focus on influencing their brand?
You know, I'm not going
to do... Besides money, of course.
Well, I was just gonna, that's what I was thinking. But I
you can be totally honest here.
Well, you know, I only will do things that are in place with my brand. So if I get a teeth whitening company that's contacting me, well, that could maybe work. But chances are I'm not going to do that. I just... Anything that really fits well with me, if it's a raft for big pool floaties. I had that one, so I did that. I've done sunglasses. They all kind of fit with my Private Islands brand.
But was there a specific way that they approached you that you went, okay, this is a brand I want to work with?
Free products.
Okay.
Things that I love and that I could use.
Okay.
So I have one of my favorite bikini companies. They just sent me a bunch of bikinis. And these are things that I usually would spend a lot of money on. So I don't really... For that, on the business side of that, I don't take it too seriously. If it's cool and I like it and I'll get good footage from it, then why not?
That's so interesting, because now the big conversation is about influencer marketing and pay for play. But what you're saying is if it's a brand that you really believe in, that you don't mind promoting it because it makes sense for your overall brand vision.
Definitely. And I've done a lot of it for free. I mean, if it's something that I just really like,
that.
I know, but I love sunglasses, so,
yeah.
You know, so then they just keep sending them.
That's awesome. So you're building these other kind of media opportunities, and you do a ton of content, and people have always said content is king. Do you think that's more relevant now than ever before?
Absolutely.
And how do you perpetuate, because content is like a constant, ongoing thing. Are there any things that you do to help create a content schedule that our listeners could try and practice?
Well, I had an upper hand in it before because I was employed full-time with a network, so I was constantly traveling, and I got to pick the locations.
That doesn't suck.
Right. But since leaving, I've been, you know, 6 months of being on my own schedule and not being out on shoots all the time. So, one, I will go into the archives. I mean, I'm sure everybody has photos that they took 5-10 years ago.
So use content that you've already created that you may not have used previously.
Yes, and remix it.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've built an incredible brand. Thank you so much for being here with us. Building a community of entrepreneurs worldwide on radio, TV, and online. I'm Laurel Mintz, and this is Business Rockstars.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
biztalkradio.com.